But first, Sweden has entered the diplomatic standoff between Britain and Ecuador over the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The Swedes have strongly rejected Ecuador's reason for granting Mr. Assange political asylum, that he wouldn't get a fair trial over allegations of rape and sexual assault. They've summoned Ecuador's envoy to explain the decision. The Swedes say they've not received any request from the US to extradite Mr. Assange there, and even if they did, they'd be legally prevented from doing so. But Mr. Assange's supporters remain unconvinced, with rallies in the UK and the US celebrating Ecuador's decision. Barney Porter reports.
If you listen to supporters of Julian Assange, the argument is simple.
He is fighting against USA practically, and he's represented a person with who loves truth, life, freedom, and everything that we really miss in Latin America as well.
But not everyone is so supportive.
We are quite upset by the remarks made on the Swedish legal system, accusing it of being politicized. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Sweden's foreign ministry spokesman, Anders Jorl.
This decision is preventing the Swedish legal system from acting and making the investigation upon the accusations made on sexual offenses in Sweden. And this is unacceptable in all reasonable ways.
Mr. Assange sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London on June the 19th, after a British court ruled he could be extradited to Sweden for questioning about allegations of rape and sexual assault involving two women. Amid the media focus on Mr. Assange's bid for asylum, the lawyer representing the two women says he's puzzled by Ecuador's decision. Klaus Borgström says Mr. Assange has managed to change the public debate from accusations of rape and sexual assault to WikiLeaks and the United States.
Well, I'm not any longer astonished when different things happen in this case, but I'm very disappointed though, and I think it's absurd that he will get political asylum in Ecuador when the question is that he shall be extradited to Sweden to answer to the suspicions that he has committed rape and sexual molestation. That has nothing to do with asylum in Ecuador.
One of Mr. Assange's Swedish lawyers, Thomas Olsen, says now that asylum has been granted, Swedish prosecutors must come to London to interview him. In an interview with The World Today's Europe correspondent Mary Geeran, Mr. Olsen also acknowledges Swedish authorities are angry with Ecuador's involvement and how it reflects on Sweden's legal system.
They think that this is outrage that another state is accusing Sweden of not being a state that respects the rule of law.
And what's your own personal assessment of Sweden's role in this?
I don't have to evaluate that. Me, personally, I think that Sweden has the rule of law. But I also see that there are substantial risks that if Mr. Assange will be prosecuted in the United States, he will also be extradited. And if he are staying in Sweden, he will be extradited from Sweden.
That same scenario, subsequent extradition to the US, was used by Ecuador's Foreign Minister Ricardo Patino to justify his decision to grant Mr. Assange asylum. But there's a problem. Anders Jorl again.
There has been a lot of talk about him being at risk of having the capital punishment in the United States. And Sweden, neither Britain, will extradite a person who is at risk of having the capital punishment. This is both by Swedish law and also by the European Convention of Human Rights.
The Swedish media has been particularly forthright. One tabloid newspaper has described Mr. Assange as a hero who's turned pathetic, while an editorial in another has praised Foreign Minister Carl Bildt's assurance that Mr. Assange would be treated according to the rule of law. And they've been backed by the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague. He says Sweden has the highest standard of human rights and commitment to legal processes.
It's important to understand that this is not about Mr. Assange's activities at WikiLeaks or the attitude of the United States of America. He is wanted in Sweden to answer allegations of serious sexual offences.
The United States, meanwhile, has reiterated it has no intention of persecuting Mr. Assange and denies charges that it's pressuring Britain to seize him. US State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
This is an issue between the Ecuadorians, the Brits, the Swedes, I don't have anything particular to add.
You don't have any interest at all in this case other than as of a completely neutral, independent observer of it?
Well, certainly with regard to this particular issue, it is an issue among the countries involved, and we're not planning to interject ourselves.
Such assurances are unlikely to assuage the Assange supporters.
Barney Porter.